Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu al-Ru'ya wa ma yata'allaqu biha. The chapter on dreams and those matters that are related to dreams. Qala Allah Ta'ala wa min ayatihi manamukum bil layli wal nahar. Allah Ta'ala says that amongst his signs is your sleep by night and by day. First hadith we'll do a little bit of explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Lam yabqa min al-nubuwati illa al-mubashirat. Qalu wa ma al-mubashirat? Qala al-ru'ya al-saliha. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Nothing is left of prophethood except glad tidings. The Sahaba asked, What are glad tidings? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, a true dream. So when it comes to dreams, this chapter is speaking about dreams and the related matters. When it comes to dreams, few things to remember. That one is that to the extent that a person is honest, to the extent that a person is honest in his awake state, to that extent his dreams also will be true. So this person is truthful in his awake state. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that his dreams also, they take about a truthful nature. The next thing to remember as far as dreams are concerned is you get three types of people. One is those type of people that completely negate dreams, don't mean anything. So that is incorrect, as we can see from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing is left of prophethood except glad tidings. Here glad tidings, what it means is that when a person who is Firstly, when it comes to Nubuwat, what is Nubuwat? Nubuwat is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sent them into this world for the guidance of mankind. And Allah Ta'ala used different mediums of sending wahi to them. One medium of wahi Allah Ta'ala sent directly via an angel. Another one would be Allah Ta'ala would inspire the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, put it in the heart. That was a form of wahi directly into the heart of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Another time would be the dreams that Anbiya alayhi salam would see. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he dreamt that he slaughtered his son. Inni ra'aytu fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. That he tells Ismail alayhi salatu salam that I seen in a dream that inni arafil anni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. What is your opinion in this matter? Asking him for his input, but he knew full well this dream was wahi. So one form of getting information to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was wahi. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is telling us that as far as nubuwat, after the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, nothing of nubuwat will remain except this mediums of good dreams, person seeing dreams, etc. So this is one form of getting glad tidings. So therefore, to completely negate dreams, that is also not correct. The other extreme also, to say that every dream has a meaning, that also is not correct. Sometimes people take this so seriously that I've seen in a dream. And another level that is also incorrect is to make it a hujjat, a proof in Shariat. Once one person came to Darulum Dioban, at that time, and he mentioned to the principal that I had a dream that I'm teaching in this Darulum, so you must employ me to teach. You must employ me because I had a dream that I'm teaching in this Darulum. The principal at that time was quite intelligent. He said, okay, what we'll do is when we have a dream that you are teaching, that's when we'll employ you. Not when you have the dream, when we have the dream. So this dream also is not a hujjat. One of our elders mentioned very nicely, if a man in his dream, he sees that he has become the king of the land and a throne has been put on his head. When he wakes up, does he become a king? He doesn't become the king. It was just a dream that he had. So to say that every dream must have a meaning, that also is incorrect. But in between, yes, there are times that Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings to certain people by means of dreams, encouragement. People see Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. They have good dreams of meeting the pious people. They see themselves doing Hajj or in Baytullah. They see have nice good dreams, then they take good meaning out of this dream. So that is the in-between route that we take. It's not a shari'i hujjat. Every single meaning, every single dream does not need to be interpreted, does not need to have a meaning. But at the same time, a person doesn't negate all dreams. So this is where dreams fit in. And as we go, inshallah, we'll explain more and more with regards to dreams, because this is something that is misunderstood when dreams, when people have dreams, and now they say, you know, that this interpretation was given, so therefore it has to take a certain meaning. Even the interpretations of dreams doesn't necessarily mean that is the correct interpretation. Very often, as far as dreams and interpretations are concerned, it can have the opposite meaning. So those people that are experts as far as interpretation is concerned, they are able to give the correct meaning. Therefore, if a person is going for interpretation, he should go by someone that knows about the interpretation of dreams. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.